it's just an amazing, interesting thing to have the opportunity to look at your experience. This thing that we claim, that we think we know who we are, is erroneous. The images that we live out of through, the stories of our lives, the thoughts that we have adopted that have created this whole scenario that's so deeply ingrained in who we are, that it even when we do look, it's still somewhat once removed from the actuality. In our hearts, we know there's something else going on here. That's why you all are even listening to this. And we're actually clear in our thoughts that this is the case, that we're not who we thought we are, that the whole orientation is different, that we've adopted these images, and the actuality of who we are is the awareness in which these images arise. It's the awareness in which the thoughts arise that has no location. And so it's really an amazing opportunity. And it's what I want to share is an openness in how to go about this, because once again, we reach a certain wall or level of understanding, and then it seems that ones don't pierce through that to see the actuality of who we are. And I think all that takes is a simple, honest, earnest looking and sincerity. And yes, simpler said than done, perhaps, but perhaps not. So what does it take? Not forcefully, not effortlessly, because it never works that way. It's always by grace, in a sense. But to just soften, relax, don't try to own the outcome, and to look and see what's the actual case. Have we been so heavily indoctrinated to think that we're separate in a body? Even though we know better, that seems to be a tough one. So we really need to explore and look in our experience to see what the actual case is. And then that's when the actuality will blow your mind. Because it's so simple. It really is, in a way. It's right in front of us to see when looked honestly. But we get hijacked, in a sense, by the old familiar ways, even when trying to look at the new. And so there's more than one way. There's all kinds of angles, and I love embracing those angles, because what words work for another might not work for one person, might not work for another. So the different angles of approach are valuable in that way. But what I'm trying to share is, what does it take to look openly and honestly? And part of that, that's why, to embrace a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of breathing as well, a little bit of silence, even though that's not a hard set rule or prerequisite, it might be helpful to soften that urgent search and just relax a little bit. Not try to get to this place for an ulterior motive or reason, but just look at the simple actuality of what is. When you do it for an ulterior motive, it becomes another thing for the separate person that it wants. And in some way that's okay, but if done very consciously, to see as a dissolving of the old rather than a reinforcement to get something for the old feeling of the self, of this for personal self, which becomes once again another separate thing. And even when that happens, it's sort of okay. It sort of loosens our identity a little bit. And that's why I do, as the open way, embrace all that. Anything that loosens identity from my perspective is good. But then we want to jump a little bit deeper, take it a little further, without any compromise at all. Now, some need that inroad of a sort of little relative perspective to loosen the identity. But then, enough is enough. There comes a point where that readiness is there through that inroad to just jump in and look honestly at the true nature of our experience. And once that happens, it'll blow your mind. You'll go, wow, how dense that was to adopt images and take that on as our identity and think that's who we are. So the next step here in this audio will be a direct looking at whether what we've adopted as out there is simply a concept, and to make it obvious in our experience that, wow, everything just happens here. It just arises here and only here and now as presence. And then the whole timeline is projected out from there. And this is a natural, beautiful intelligence as it manifests in the world that we are. This is the actual freedom that we are. Imagine it. Just look at it. Look at how crazy it is. Living out of an identity, a boundary of a thought story, and saying, this is all it is, a separate me as a thought story living in the world. The mystery of life is not accounted for in that little bubble that you're living your life in that way. There is, people call it God, and the reason it's called God in a way, not to label it necessarily, is its unfathomable mystery as awareness, and it manifests as a kind of intelligence that is way beyond anything that we could capture within our learned concepts of life and images. And if looked at directly in that way, it'll become so obvious. But there's so many psychological ego safety factors where we think we feel safety in our identities, even when we're looking at truth and on the spiritual path, that seems to keep us locked in for safety mode. And once again, brings it full circle, while using the right word, still there's that feeling of the self. So a raw, honest looking is the next step in this audio to cut through, and a reassurance as well to show you that this really can be easily seen without, by an apparent default, falling back into this separate person that wants this or wants to strive to get this sometime in the future. So kind of, you know, that's where the word surrender comes in a way. A let go, an honest looking, without the need to reinforce the sense of identity as we look for something other than what we are. You see that? And to reinforce the subtle sense of duality as we look for something other than what we are, even when that something other is on the right track. So then we could go subtly for years and years, knowing it's there and having it feel like it comes and goes, but this subtle sense that it's something other than what we are in some way that we're trying to get to is the final block to the seeing of the pure availability and awareness of who we are now. Now, the way I share is it's not so bad to at least face in the right direction, even if initially it feels like something other. You know somewhere in your heart that there's something very open, expansive, and free as awareness that we are. So you got the right idea. You have the right direction. But now let's not go on a 30-year trip because of this little subtlety that it's something separate to attain from what we are, and hence continuing this duality. So it's very subtle and tricky, this tapestry of self that we've weaved that always seems to even subtly bring us back to the sense of separation, even when we sense the openness in our hearts, it's still not arising consistently as a living experience of who we are. So this is the introduction. I wanted to lay the ground of where we're at and how we think, see things and who we are, and how the spiritual path can subtly reinforce who we are. And I think that's important and crucial to share. And one more thing for clarity is, I honor and embrace, like I said, all angles of expression that loosen the identity. But then right after that, honoring in that way so that we could meet in that way as we share, it'll cut right through to the actuality in presence now and make us conscious of what we're doing without the sense of really needing to work on it we have in our minds. People love to work on themselves, you know? And, you know, if that's the way it plays out, that's the way it plays out. But there is another option. And that's a big debate in the spiritual non-dual circles, but it need not be, because let me tell you something. Once you're open and available to see, right away it'll be obvious that none of this circus of techniques and methods and none of that need be, unless it does. So, but you do have the option to look at this differently and immediately. And while it might not happen overnight, who knows? Be available to each moment of seeing as a revelation, because it is available in that way, and it's an instantaneous revelation in that way. So that's the intro, that's the little prerequisite, and how I'll go about this in sharing. And the next audio that I make, which I'm doing right after this, but I'm going to cut it into two parts. This was the intro, and now we'll look into the actuality of our experience. Stay tuned for part two. Thank you.